Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about maintaining our independence as we grow older, maintaining the ability to live independently in our home, surrounded by loving family and caregivers. How do we maintain the independence of our aging family members while still maintaining the ability of family members and caregivers to maintain their own independence and their ability to work and pursue their careers? For many caregivers, this has been a difficult problem to resolve. We in the Lehigh Valley are fortunate to have an answer to help resolve the problem. An organization known as Senior Life, located in Bethlehem, whose mission is to help eligible seniors to remain independent and living in their homes by providing a wide variety of coordinated health and personal care services to address physical, emotional, and social needs. My guest this evening is Bill Coble, Executive Director of Senior Life in the Lehigh Valley. He comes with great experience from his former position as Executive Director of PACE, a program for all inclusive care giving. Is that correct?
Inclusive care for the elderly.
Inclusive care for the elderly, which are services provided in Southern Colorado. He attended Penn State University, where he earned his degree in health policy administration. It is a pleasure to welcome home to Pennsylvania, and especially to the Lehigh Valley, Bill Coble, Executive Director of Senior Life. Welcome to WDIY.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic to be here.
Well, we're glad.
I can't stress enough how happy I am to be back in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's good. Did you grow up in Pennsylvania?
I did grow up in Pennsylvania, a little town outside of State College called Bellefonte.
Bellefonte.
Yes.
Ah, and we're glad to have you back in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is exactly Senior Life about, and how does Senior Life help give the senior citizen the ability to maintain independence as well as take care of the needs of the family?
Well, Senior Life is a PACE program. PACE is nationwide. And what it's designed for is to keep our members independent and safe in our community so that they don't feel like they're being excluded when they go to a skilled nursing facility or nursing home. The whole purpose is to provide services and programs that will keep them healthy, safe, as healthy as we can. I am 45, close to, and I can't do nearly as many jumping jacks as I did when I was 25. So, it's all age-appropriate activities and we do provide medical services, rehab services, home care, transportation, all these things that, as we get older, we, need.
It's an interesting thing. I would have loved to have such a service when I was taking care of my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad worked until he was 89 years old, and he worked for the bank. He was a courier for the banks downtown New York, and the banks used to use him as a moderator when they had some difficult situations. He had a very good sense of humor. He was on his way home to collect a paycheck one day, and he was 89, and the subway train stopped, and my father, being who he was, got up and said, "What's going on around here?" And as soon as he said that, the train lurched forward, and he fell, hit his head, and then became the cascading events that led to his inability to work and the cascading of physical events in his body that prevented him from being the independent person that he wanted to be. Now, I didn't have a place like Senior Life. So for me, I started out with 4 hours a day of independent providing of service, 8 hours, 12, and then eventually 24 hours. And that became very difficult because no one paid for it. And my father, who worked from the time he was 8 years old, he said, "I deserve it. You're not paying for this, daughter, are you? Because I work since I'm 8 years old and I deserve to be taken care of." I said, "Dad, you're perfectly right." I did that because I didn't want an argument. So tell me, how does senior life work to keep the person independent and social and connected?
Well, you provided a great story there for me to piggyback on. You know, each individual in our program is designed a care plan that is individualized to that person. So, like you were saying with your father, you know, it started out with 4 hours, and then it kept increasing as his condition declined. That's the way our program is designed. So if in the beginning the care plan would say, let's say 4 hours, we'll just use nice round numbers because I'm not very good at math. So, you know, the care plan says, well, we're going to provide 4 hours of home care for your father, but we'll bring him into the center so we can so he can get some socialization. He's not isolated in his apartment, house, wherever he's, you know, currently living. And we can provide the socialization. We can do activities. You know, he could see the physician. He could see the therapist, maybe, you know, occupational, physical, even speech therapy. They're all located there. So if he needed to have his strength buffed up, you know, to keep his baseline at his strength, that can all be done at the center.
So what I'm hearing is that it's not necessarily a one program fits all. My understanding was that this senior life offered a program where transportation was provided, and each person was picked up if need be, and brought to senior life, which is located in Bethlehem, I believe on Shanersville Road.
It's on Westgate.
Westgate. And there they were greeted by the staff. It could be for social work, social activities, if they needed medical, et cetera. But what you're saying is they could each person can have their own program. Some people might need only 4 hours, and some people might need eight. And so that you have an individualized program.
Right. The way I like to explain it is it's not a cookie cutter care plan. So we don't have like care plans A, B, and C, and your dad would, you know, was mainly a B, but he had some in A and had some in C. That's not how, that is not, not how we do things.
He would have considered himself a D. Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbro. And this evening, we're talking with Bill Cubble, who is the Executive Director of Senior Life in the Lehigh Valley. And we're talking about a very unique program designed to meet the personal, medical, physical, social needs of clients who are in their senior years, which offers them a resource and also offers caregivers a resource.
Absolutely.
Because that was one of the things that, you know, that I found difficult. I'm an only child, and you know, I was very independent. I have four children, and I didn't want to rely upon them. And they had to come to me and say, "Mom, you're driving 2 hours each way to New York City to take care of Grandpa. So why don't you let us drive?" And I didn't want to, you know, I hadn't wanted to, quote unquote, bother them. But they came along and they rotated. They began a rotational system so that I had somebody with me each Sunday that I went to visit, or on the weekend if I needed.
Well, again, that's part of this program. We want to partner with the family so that we are there to help them. Like you said with your children, how they rotated. Well, that's kind of what we want to be too. We want to develop something with the family caregivers' input, and what they see and what, you know, what we see and what we can do and what they can do, and have this person that we're helping, you know, have a great quality of life that they, you know, not, I'm not saying they wouldn't have in a nursing home, but I never heard anyone say, I can't wait to get old enough to go to a nursing home.
That's true.
You know, and so that's the mission that, you know, we have is, you know, to not have that happen if we can help it.
I know it certainly was my dad's mission. He was not going to a nursing home, mm-hmm. no matter which way. And that was my desire as his daughter, was to help him meet that goal, because he wasn't going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what we're going to talk about in the next section of the program, I want you to think of some examples of people who had particular problems and how a PACE, a senior life is now as a part of PACE, is that correct?
Yes.
And how senior life attempts to meet that from a personal viewpoint. Do you help people with who are developing dementia or Alzheimer's?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a big part of our program.
So maybe we need to talk about that, because this is the most difficult part of growing older. We can cope sometimes more easily with the physical ailments, but when we lose our mental capacities, this is so difficult for the family to deal with, and especially for the senior citizen who was afflicted with that. So we're going to talk more about senior life when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
Are you a know-it-all or just play one on the internet? Then the new show Ask Me Another might just be your cup of tea or coffee or two-syllable energy drink that begins with the letter M. Play along and test your knowledge of history, pop culture, even math. I'm Ophira Eisenberg. Join me for an hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. It's Ask Me Another from NPR.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening, we're talking about a program in the Valley that is so important for our senior citizens who want to remain independent and their caregivers. My guest this evening is Bill Cobble, who is the Executive Director of Senior Life in the Lehigh Valley. And we were talking in the first part of the program about the ability to have these services in the Valley. But I'd like to talk now about, I mentioned my dad. Can you give us some experiences that you've had with people and their ages, if you could, and how they found their lives and their quality of life improve because they participated in a program like Senior Life?
Do we have time for all the stories that I have?
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I can recall one gentleman. He was around 75, 76 years old. I don't recall the exact age, but he was an architect when he was working, and his wife was having some difficulty having him around the house 24 hours a day. He was unfortunately diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, and she found our program.
Which is called, in Colorado, was called PACE?
It was PACE program.
PACE.
And
she was concerned about him.
Yes, and she found our program. And part of the program process is we have assessments completed by each discipline. So, and activities happens to be one of those disciplines. And we come to find out that he was an architect. And so we asked the wife and him, he's still involved, you know, in our assessments, what he did for a living and how he did it and all these things. And what it turned out is he still liked to draw. So our activities coordinator decided that she would get a desk with some of the tools that an architect would use at work. So the angles and the rulers and scissors, I mean, just basically a lot of different tools that an architect would use on a daily basis. And so he would come to the center. His wife would wake him up and say, it's time to go to work. And he was as happy as could be to get ready to go to work. Our transportation department would be there to pick him up. He would get on our van. He would come to the center, and we would take his coat, and he would go to his desk where he worked, and he would draw, you know, as often and as much as he liked to draw. And then obviously his day would be interrupted for lunch. You know, I don't want to take lunch. You know, I'm working hard. And so, you know, it was, but well, you know, you need to take lunch, those kinds of things. And then he would get right back from lunch and get right back to drawing. And that his day was complete. He was content, happy. His wife had time to do grocery shopping, do anything she needed to do. It was a great situation for them.
Well, that is wonderful. That's a wonderful example of utilizing a person's talents, regardless of what their diagnosis is, and finding who they are as people. Do you have any other stories like that of people who were really seen as individuals, not as a diagnosis of a person with dementia or Alzheimer's? Mm-hmm. Can you give us another example?
Well, I know we had a knitting group. It was actually one lady. She loved to knit and give things away. And she had found another organization that would take her knitting items, her knitted items, her blankets, sweaters, hats, things that she had made. And she was actually talking to some of the other members in the program, and they loved to knit as well. And so she organized a little knitting group that would make hats and sweaters and blankets for underprivileged youth and even families. And so each day that they were at the center, it doesn't have to be an everyday thing.
No, not at all.
It's designed for that individual. So
But here she was. She felt like she was making a contribution
to
the community. Mm-hmm. And she had the other members, other women who felt similarly, also involved in making a contribution. So we have drawing, we have knitting. What about music? Do you have an example about music?
Absolutely. I remember one gentleman, he was about 82, I want to say. This gentleman owned a restaurant most of his adult life. It was an Italian restaurant. And when he was in the restaurant, he would play violin, going around to the tables, just nice, soothing music, dinner music, you know. And as he got older, you know, he was less and less at the restaurant. And then he could still play the violin. I have zero musical ability myself. I actually might have negative ability. But this gentleman, he joined our program, and we knew that about his background because of the information that we gather. And all the information that we gather through our assessments, you know, we take that all in. So there's nothing that should be overlooked or thought as well, they're not going to care about that. Because that's how we get to know and develop care plans for these individuals. I just wanted to throw that out there. I didn't mean to break away from the story. But we knew this gentleman played the violin. And during lunch, he would break out the violin and go around to the tables and play violin for all the tables. And it was he was a very accomplished violinist. I mean,
But this was really meeting needs. And not only does it meet the individual need, for example, this person who was the violinist, but it also gives a contentment and appreciation upon the part of the people who are participating in the program. Mm-hmm. And let's go and how does one become involved in this program? Because it sounds like this program is designed to meet people's individual needs within the group process. Mm-hmm. And how would somebody qualify to enter this program? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the program exists in Bethlehem. It's called Senior Life. And how does one qualify if they're interested in having maybe people who are listening have a relative that they might like to recommend or see involved in this program? And also, although it's located in Bethlehem, you take people from Lehigh and Northampton counties. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
So how does a person qualify?
Well, the eligibility consists of a few things. The member would have to be 55 or older, live in the service area, so the Lehigh,
Northampton.
Northampton County area, must meet the income and assessment guidelines.
What does that mean, in income and assessment guidelines?
For Medicare and Medicaid, there's income guidelines, and also for Medicare, there's functional guidelines, a functional screen. You have to be able to, you have to have a need. Basically, you have to be nursing home eligible to be in this program.
And you have to be Medicaid eligible. Is that correct?
You don't have to be Medicaid eligible. There is Medicare and Medicaid pay for the program.
Right.
If you don't qualify for one or for Medicaid, then there's a private pay side that we would have to discuss. You have to be able to live in the community safely. And again, and the must be medically eligible, declared medically eligible, excuse me, by area agency on aging. So those criteria. And if you would like to call our center, speak to someone, you know, that's, we would love to.
Let's give the telephone number.
Sure. The telephone number is area code 610-954-5433.
And if you are interested in the website, www.seniorlifelehighvalley.com. Yes. And so if you're interested in the webpage, and we'll give the telephone number again. So so they're evaluated by the Area on Aging. So they send a representative out to evaluate? Is that what happens?
Yes. Yes. We would send a referral into the Area on Aging and they would send out a staff member from that agency, and then they would make the decision if that person was medically eligible for the program.
So, is it medically eligible? And what do you mean by medically? They have to have some kind of medical problem. Is that it?
Correct. They have to be nursing home eligible. So they have to the criteria that I'm used to is mobility, transferring, cooking, cleaning, bathing, those we call them activities of daily living.
So that they're able to.
Yeah, if they need assistance with those things, then they would be eligible, and they have a more in-depth, I can't get as in-depth as the Area on Aging
right.
would be able to, but.
And are there openings at the Senior Life right now for other other people who would like to participate, for other participants?
Oh, yes. So, absolutely. There's no waiting list. So if they're interested, and please give us a call or look us up on the website. I'm not technologically advanced, so I use the phone.
Very good.
But yeah, we could set up tours.
And the other thing that I think is important for people to know is that each person has not only an evaluation by the Area on Aging, but they also have physical assistance at the physical, medical, and also there is a program by which if you're a family member having difficulty and need some assistance in the home to understand what's going on with the person that you're taking care of, they will send Senior Life will send somebody into the home, a social worker, to deal with the problem and help you. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We'll send anybody we need to into the home. And again, I have to preface the word need. It's everything is based on need. And so, if we need to send a nurse into the home, we'll send a nurse. If we need to send social work, we will send a social worker.
I want to thank you so much, Bill Cobble, Executive Director of Senior Life, located in Bethlehem, for helping us to become aware of this very important resource for caregivers in the Lehigh Valley who are lovingly supporting the independence of their aging loved ones. Thank you for letting us know that caregivers can take charge of their lives and still maintain loving care and provide for the independence as well as a variety of coordinated health and personal care services to address physical, emotional, and social needs of their loved ones through Senior Life. If you are interested, please contact 610-954-5433. Thank you, Bill Cobble, for talking about this inspiring institution which provides assistance not only for our aging loved ones and their ability to maintain their independence, but also a resource for caregivers to maintain their own lives as well. Thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.